Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
I welcome you to the Wednesday, February 25th, radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. It is a great joy to be on this great station that you're listening to us on. When you write us, please include the call letters of the station so that we know where you're listening to us from. And we know that many people are listening. We don't get near the letters that would correspond with the listenership. We know a lot of people are listening. And another thing, people just don't write anymore. And here's the thing. How many radio preachers have I written lately? Okay, so I understand that. But we do tell you that the message we air today, you put today's date on there, and we can send it to you free of charge. I mean, I'm talking the long play version of the message, not the talking here, but the, well, we have to break the message up, in other words, you know, each day. But we can send it to you uninterrupted on a CD, or we can email it to you. Our email address, comments@gbiradio.org. And then if our mailing address we'll give to you at the end of the radio broadcast today, or maybe before that, because I want to talk about something else here for a minute. I want to remind you that this, of course, is Wednesday prayer meeting night in most areas. I hope you will go and be found faithful in the house of God. Father, will you bless every preacher, pastor, missionary, evangelist that preaches tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Briefly, I want to talk about our Reaching America with the Gospel Project. We're asking 1,000 people across America at $10 per month. If you could do more, it'd be great. Some of you could do $50 a month and never miss it and help us. You could do that maybe in just a one-time gift and just send it to us. And if you do that, make your check to GBI. And then here's our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. For more information, you may call our office or you can give there at the office with your credit and debit cards. And 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. And also, you can give online at gbiradio.org. Why am I mentioning this so much? Let me tell you why. People are dying and going to hell without God. Did you know that? You know, the problem with America is people being lost. Did you know that? Now, we lump everybody into Northerners and Southerners, or conservatives or liberals, or Westerners or Easterners, but it's not that. It's saved and lost, saved and lost, saved and lost. You're either saved or you're lost. And if you're saved, glory to God. If you're lost, I want to see you go to heaven with me. Amen? That's right, I sure do. Let's go back to our message on the character of Joshua. And I just want to say that these conservative talk shows will never solve anything in America. I want to say that 24-hour-a-day news is the worst thing that ever happened to America. If you sit and watch that stuff all the time, you're going to be so discouraged, you're going to have to go to the doctor and take every nerve pill he's got. Amen. But you need the peace of God in your soul. You need to listen to what the Bible says. See, if you know your Bible, you know what's going to happen. Amen. Now, but let me give you a verse that David told Eliab, his brother, when he was questioning his patriotism in 1 Samuel 17:29. And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a call?" Now, I want to ask you a question. Was there a cause for Joshua? By the way, war is never comfortable. Did you know that? It's never convenient to go to war. Now, some folk are raised on convenience. Amen? We have this thing in our churches called convenient Christianity. I'll serve the Lord, preacher, if it's convenient for me. Well, I see people trying to make it convenient for themselves to serve the Lord. Serving the Lord is not supposed to be convenient. Amen? There's no sacrifice in it if it's convenient. And by the way, war is not convenient. I'm 59 years old. But if my president said to me, by the way, I'm mostly blind. I got 2400 vision with glasses, and you don't really want to know what I got without them. Amen. And so here's the thing. But if my president put a gun in my hand and sent me to a foreign field today, I'd still go for this nation. Never been in my life, but I'd go. Why? Because I love this nation of America. Amen. And I'll say the America that I grew up in, it's not the America that we have today. We're living in dangerous days, dark days, demonic days, discouraging days, down days. But we're also living in delightful days in that we can do something for God. Amen. Now, Joshua is a soldier here. Joshua is a patriot. Joshua loves. By the way, at that time, Israel didn't even have a land. I mean, they were a nation without a land. Can you imagine that? A country without a land? Joshua was a patriot. I mean, can you imagine having millions of people but not having a land for them to go to? And God, by the way, who gave Israel the land? God did. And the United Nations will never be able to take away what God gave Israel. But now I want to look at something for the remainder of this message. I want to look at Joshua as a spiritual soldier as well. Amen. Not only was he a physical one, but Joshua was a spiritual soldier. Joshua was a spiritual soldier. And I praise the Lord that he was. Amen. Joshua was a soldier that he loved the Lord. He had to fight the devil. No doubt he did. Joshua had to fight the enemies of God. But I believe there was a spiritual side to Joshua. Now, I want to talk for the remainder of this message about our spiritual warfare. Now, we're not all soldiers in the military. But if you're saved, you are a soldier. Did you know that? You really are. Now, the Bible, the soldier is mentioned in the New Testament 5 times, the word soldier. In 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 3. The Bible says this, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Well, what are you going to do, soldier? Endure hardness. Oh, preacher, they hurt my feelings at church, so I quit. Endure hardness, soldier. Amen. Oh, preacher, they cussed me out. Oh, but I'm going to have to quit. Oh, endure hardness, soldier. Amen. Oh, but preacher, finances didn't turn out the way I thought they would, and I didn't get rich. Endure hardness, soldier. I had death in my family. Lord, you took my mama. Lord, you took my wife. Lord, you took my children. Endure hardness, soldier. Amen. Amen. You are to endure. You're to keep on going no matter what happens to you. I think about a man in the Bible. One of the greatest men in the Bible is a man named Job. And while one was speaking to him, another one was standing in line to tell him, "Job, you've lost this and that and this and that and this and that." And at the end of it, it come down to it, he lost his 7 sons and 3 daughters. I mean, by the end of the day, Job had lost all of his asses, all of his sheep, all of his camel, all of his wealth. He had lost everything he had. Then he had lost 7 sons and 3 daughters. And while he was there, his wife came to him and said, "Why don't you curse God and die?" I mean, listen, I don't know if that happened the same day, but I mean, listen, that woman... Now, my wife is the closest thing to me. And I lean to her. If I think I preached a bad message, I ask her. I say, "Was it really all that bad?" And most of the time, she'll encourage me and help me and say, "Ricky, it wasn't that bad." But you know, let me say something to you. Job's wife, and she didn't mean any harm. She's under pressure. The woman is the weaker vessel. I mean, look, she had just lost all her children. How would you like that? And she looked at him and said, "Curse God and die." Why, friend, in other words, if God's God, why did he let all this happen? By the way, it's wrong to ask God why. And she didn't ask God why, but her attitude was, you know, "Well, all this has happened, let's just curse God and die." But let me say this to you. You know what Job did? Job was a good soldier. Job endured. Amen. Let me give you this first of all. Let's see here. Where am I? All right, I want to give you... a soldier's rank. Let's deal with that. I'm going to give you some things about a soldier. You know, a soldier, his rank is his captain is the supreme authority. You see, the soldier's not the authority, but the rank is the captain is the authority. Amen? Now, Joshua had Moses as his supreme leader. But wait a minute. What about us spiritually? Who is our supreme leader? And I'm not talking about some of this fake spirituality where people say, "Oh, I'll obey God rather than man." Well, what you're saying most of the time is you're a rebel and you don't want to listen to the Bible and you're going to do everything your way. Well, you're going to fall flat on your face. That's most people that do that right there. That's what they're meaning. But let's look at Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 28. Matthew 7. Jesus had just given the Great Commission and a lot of commands here. The Bible said, "And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the Bible said the people were the Bible said the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." How about that? Amen. Now you notice what he was the captain. He was the authority. By the way, who's our authority today? Jesus Christ. What is our authority today? What is our authority? This blessed Bible. Can I vent for a minute? I'm tired of our preachers, our churches, our authors, our books. I'm tired of them tearing down the King James Bible. I'm tired of hearing this thing of, well, you know, it could have been translated better this way, and it could have been, listen. I'm going to tell you something. You don't have, Bible scholar. You don't have the original Greek and Hebrew. You don't have that. You don't even have, I don't see anybody going to church. By the way, when you say, well, I lean to the original, and then what you're saying, preacher, is you've got something that the common people don't have, because they don't have that. God don't give you a book the common people don't have. The Bible is for everybody. I believe every word in the Bible. I don't have a problem with it. Now, listen, you say, but if I don't have my Greek and Hebrew, I can't understand it. Well, let me tell you something. Amen. Some of that Greek translation, how do you know it's right? I know the Bible's right because it's been proved right. Now you say, preacher, you're ignorant and unlearned. Well, call me what you will. But I believe you got to believe in something. I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. I believe this Bible is the Bible for the English-speaking people, translated from 1603 to 1607, authorized in 1611. And I realized there were some revisions from 1611 to 1756 or whenever it was. There were word revisions. I understand you couldn't read an original 1611. Somebody said, I've got original 1611. That's good, but you can't read it. Amen, because I can't read all that spelling. But let me say this. The Bible we have, the authorized version, it's the Bible for us today. It's our authority. And I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to run our lives, our homes, and our churches on the authority of the Bible. A good soldier, his authority comes. Now, let me show you this, amen. Let me show you this. Not only that, but he's our captain. Amen. He's not only our authority, but he's our captain. Amen. Who's the captain? Let me introduce you to General Jesus. Amen. When I got saved, General Jesus is my captain. I'm in the army of Captain Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's going to take care. I was thinking about that verse today where he said, lo. You know, I was thinking about America. And I was thinking about how we're in trouble in this nation. I mean, we're in trouble. And I got to think about this verse. Lo, I'm with thee all the way, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Ain't you glad that God's with me? He's going with, hey, you know what? God will be with me until either I die or the rapture of the church takes place. You know that? I can relax in the fact, you say, but preacher, what if the communists take over and the liberals tell them you get your head cut off? Well, you know what? They're giving me a free ticket to glory. Two fellas jumped on a elevator and pulled a gun on, I believe it was on R.G. Lee. I believe it was R.G. Lee, that great preacher. And they said, we're going to shoot you. And he said, hey, you can't threaten me with heaven. Amen. Why, brother, you're not going to threaten me with heaven. Glory to God. I'm going there someday. Amen. And I don't know when. I don't know when, but I'll see him. Amen. And I'll stand before him as a failure. I'll stand before him as a time waster. I'll stand before him as a man who didn't really give all my life to God. I set out to do that when I was young. I set out, but I've greatly failed. I've greatly failed. And if I've failed, I know some of you probably have too. But hey, wait a minute. God still uses me every day, and God uses you, so I want to go forward for God. Now, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. The Bible said, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things. The Bible said, in bringing many souls unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. That's talking about Jesus Christ and the death on the cross. You know what? Jesus went to the cross. He died for me. Amen. To make it perfect. Amen. My general, my captain loved me so much in this warfare. Now, most captains and generals, they may die for their soldiers in battle. But my captain and general died before it ever started. He started it right there at Calvary and died for me. Now, I'm in the battle. Well, friend, we come to the end of our Wednesday, February 25th radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. The message you just heard is available on CD recording, the entire message. Also, it's available by email. And that's free of charge. And if you want it by email, comments@gbiradio.org. If you want it by CD recording, we'll give you the mailing address here at the end of the broadcast today. I want to thank you for listening. Be found in your church tonight. God bless you. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.